Welcome to the Budcast. We have, what do we have?
Space Race.
Space Race. From Toker's Choice Cannabis. It's actually from Wildfire Cannabis. But, whatever. 28.4%. Yeah. This is a sativa dominant.
I wasn't the one who got it.
I don't remember buying it. I mean, I remember buying it, but I don't remember what it was when I bought it. I think it's sativa. Because the other one was indica.
Right.
Yeah, it's 20% for THCA. The total canna is 25.9. So you do lose some. That's so weird. I feel like this whole label is wrong. Well, it doesn't make sense to have THCA be 28%, but then your total cannabinoids be 25.9. You lost 2.5%. Normally, you gain percentage.
Yeah.
This was a $20 half, and it was full of stems. I weighed it out. It was a half weighed. It has a pleasant smell to it. It is flower. We haven't done flower in a while. Went in and bought a too cheap. $40 ounce is what I pretty much bought. But yeah, lots of stems. And these are thick stems. So I'm actually thinking instead of getting 28 ounces or 28 grams, I'm thinking I got like 24. Maybe even less. It's just all the fucking stems.
Maybe that's where the cannabinoids went.
Right?
In the stems. In the
fucking stems.
Ouch. Burning myself on the hemp wick.
Well, quit using it then.
I'm just trying to wrap it back up like
don't
you
wrap
had it.
It. Just when you're using it, leave it, let it go. What's the point of it being, because now I gotta go and unwrap it. Yeah, it's all big fucking stem. Okay. Where's it? There we go. And we can use it.
Yeah, I do like the smell.
I can't.
It's very sweet.
I can't describe that.
Just earthy. Earthy. Sweet. I don't know. It's good. But yeah, my brain is at a loss for words right now. I'm trying to think of something to describe it.
It smells like something I know, but I just can't.
Your brain just can't think right now, right?
No, I can think. I haven't smoked yet today, so I'm a little, like, pissed off.
Yeah.
I'm, like, pissed at the world. It kind of smells like one of those candles that has, like, that weird scent to it. And you're like, how do I describe this scent? You smell it, and it kind of smells like old man soap. I'm smelling like old man soap.
It smells like potpourri.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, old man soap.
No.
Yeah.
Old men did not use potpourri.
No, but it smells like old man, like Irish spring dried up crusty soap.
That's
not
what it smells like. That's too fragrant. Potpourri's got like some wood smell to it sometimes.
It does smell good. Just got my nose deep in the jar. I'm gonna do a forehead test. Let's get a clean nug.
It's pretty leafy too.
Alright.
It's still there.
I thought it dropped. Alright. So we're at 2 minutes, 10 seconds. Oh, it lasted 4 seconds. I want to get another one. I feel like that one wasn't... Which one was... Was this the stickier one, or was that the 9-pound that was the stickier one?
I don't remember which one you did first. I thought you did that one.
Let's see here. Okay, we got a fresh song.
It's fallen already.
Yeah, so this does not pass the forehead test.
It was probably 9-pound.
It was the 9-pound, I think. Because it's not even sticky on my fingers. I do take everything out of a bag and I do put it in a jar. So my shit isn't dry. And then some of you guys are like, oh, it's just dry shit because you leave it, whatever. No, it's not dry. Because of me. Here we go. Our bong broke, by the way.
It didn't break, it cracked. Sprayed it with some Flex Seal. It's working. I haven't had any leaks.
Yeah, it just feels weird and I have to hold it weird now.
It's got a texture to it now.
Like, I don't know how to hold it. Yeah, it cracked on the downstem. Right where the downstem meets the bong. There's a little gap. It's where I put my fingers usually. And so I think I'm the one that broke it. But it's such a weird crack.
Fat fingers.
Well, it's such a weird crack. Like, I don't see how me just putting my hands here like that would have cracked it.
Not, I don't know what cracked it.
I don't know. Could have been that door hitting it.
Maybe. It burns good. It's not too harsh.
Yeah.
I have noticed sometimes when I take too big of a hit and it... I expand my lungs too much and I just automatically start coughing.
Yeah. Oh, a microphone fell off. Hold on.
So it's almost not harsh enough to know when to stop.
Yeah. Let's see, let me pull out a good looking nug. Smoking Bomb Bud.
No, they were saying their favorite strains. Oh. I heard Trainwreck.
Oh, fuck Trainwreck.
The White. I didn't get the other one.
This was outdoor grown, by the way, if you're curious.
Okay.
It isn't, like, dusty per se, but for outdoor grown, like, it's pretty dusty. It's not. I think Fat Panda does the hydroponic indoor grown.
That's, hydroponic, wow.
That's how come their shit's so expensive and so potent. Yeah, I mean, it's like shiny, but it's like shiny on the inside. It's like on the very outside leaves, it's not shiny, but as soon as you get inside, it's like a diamond.
I wonder how hydroponic would make it more potent.
Oh, it makes it really more potent.
How?
The way that you're growing it. You
hydroponic is just no dirt.
Yeah, but they have these trays. Like, there's a technique. Yeah. They have these trays that the dirt goes through. And they do these, like, tea baths with the roots. So they take, you know, that's where you have your worms and
that's
stuff.
That's what Fat Panda does?
Yeah, and the same with High Frequency Farms. They do the hydroponic stuff. And, yeah, you get plumper.
Okay.
Juicier bud. So I'm screwing the hemp wick. I'm going to use a lighter real quick. I need to drain that a little bit. I got bong water up my mouth. Yo. And there's like particles up top too now. So that's gross.
Don't suck so hard.
I got it. So AFK, I gotta go. I gotta get new water.
We're gonna get new water. You wanna,
We'll just pause it.
You don't wanna talk about it? No. Take me like 30 seconds.
I can talk about it for like 5 seconds.
Here, look at it, smell it, just give your quality test.
My quality test, well, I've been smoking some earlier. So, I'll give the high rating. The quality for the look of it, it looks pretty dry and leafy. Not too crystal-y. Not too sticky, but I love the smell. So I'm gonna give it a 4. I do like how it's not too harsh. And then the high, I kept thinking about things a lot, having a hard time focusing, and just kind of like hard time seeing, I guess, because my eyes were partially closed, so. And that's my rating. We'll have Buds do his rating when he gets back. Or are you high enough to give a rating?
No.
Okay. We're gonna have to smoke some more then.
Nowhere near.
Oh, here.
Did
you need more?
I got a bowl.
I gave it a 4.
On
the feel quality, look quality stuff. Appearance, I don't know what category you have that in.
It's a fucking 1. So we'll go with a 3? 2? I hate the stems. What? No, I'm sorry. The amount of stems that I've gotten, I could grind and roll a joint. Like an actual fucking joint, too. Okay, now I need that.
I guess that just doesn't piss me off as it does you. Maybe I'm just too high to care, but... And then I gave... Well... I didn't actually give a number... for the high.
Like, this is just so far. And you've seen all the...
Yeah, I've been having to pick up after that.
I wanted to keep them all, so I could weigh them at the end, but...
Sorry.
It's okay.
I threw some away.
I wanted to
Just sitting there.
I wanted to see exactly how much weight was just in stem.
Put them up there. I didn't actually give a number quality for the high. I said how it made me feel. I wouldn't say it's a sativa. More like an indica for me.
That's how every sativa is for you though. You're always so laid back with the...
Usually, like, the indicas pick me up. Usually. Yeah. 9-pound hammer? No. That's too much indica.
It's not that much.
I would give the high rating a 5 for me.
Fucking lighters. Where's my purple one?
Because you don't need to smoke too much. I don't. And I like how it makes me feel. It's just not what it's supposed to do.
I think it's working like it's supposed to do. Yeah.
It's fine. How much was it?
$20.
Yeah, it's fine. For an ounce?
For a
half.
Half
ounce?
Yeah, $40 for the ounce. Yeah. I'd rather buy the high frequency farm stuff than this.
I'd be fine if it was like $15.
Remember Cynex?
Yeah, okay, whatever.
The last stuff that we had, mm-hmm. Cynex? That was only $24. And that was less percentage. That was 10% less than this.
Mm.
Yeah. 18.5% or whatever is what that stuff was.
So maybe the percentage doesn't count too much. The quality
and strain.
And strain.
Each body will react right. differently to each strain.
Yeah.
Due to the endocannabinoidal system.
Whoa.
That's been in our system for thousands of years.
And I have noticed if you do smoke just one strain regularly. You will become more used to it and won't affect you as much.
Tolerance.
Yeah, that's the word. I already said it makes me not think well. Like, I can't even think of the right way to say things.
You're pretty high then.
I've been smoking for a while. 2 hours.
Well, when you haven't smoked all day and you smoke this, it definitely hits the spot. Minus all the stems, I mean, it's pretty good weed for outdoor grown. It was 2018 outdoor grown. They even had some 2017 stuff.
I saw that.
It was like 18%, and it was like an ounce for like $30 or an ounce for like $20. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you get what you pay for. I wanted to see if this was different from the High Frequency Farm shake that we got.
Did we get the High Frequency Farm shake?
When?
Yeah. Did we get that?
Last week.
Oh. Which one?
Cynex.
Oh.
Last week.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Meh. Yeah. It's a fucking huge stem. It looks like broccoli's in here. That's literally what it looks like. Broccoli with fucking stems and shit. Just pulling them out. Plucking them off. Yeah, just pull that in a little tiny nug on the inside. Look how shiny that is. You gotta get it in the light. It's fairly, you know, it's a nice green with some brown in it. They should have trimmed it better. But, you know, for $20 for a half, it's not too bad. I do enjoy the 9-pound hammer. It was from the same grower. It's just the indica. We've gotten 9-pound hammer from other places before,
too. And is it also stemmy?
It was fucking stemmy as fuck, yeah. But the buds...
So it's just this grower?
The buds were a little bit bigger. On the 9-pound hammer, I wasn't so...
Indica buds are bigger, aren't they? They look different.
I think they're smaller. They're supposed to be. But yeah, they do look different. Yeah, the buds, I mean, there was like one that alone was about an eighth just in the bud, so I wasn't too upset with that one. But this sativa, I mean, it's like I pull out a whole fucking stem and it has like this little grain of rice on the tip and that's where the bud's at. It's like, that's pathetic. I'm not buying this for the stems. I'm buying this for the fucking bud.
Indica buds are fatter.
Oh, okay.
And the sativa buds are hairy. Hairy looking.
Little, yep. Learn something. I know the leaves are different on the plant.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know the differences in bud. See, all I've been doing this whole
yeah, the indica leaves are fatter too.
The whole thing I've been doing this whole budcast is plucking stems off. So you can kind of take that into consideration as to how many stems I have.
I think our little plant that we're growing is an indica.
I called it. Because those leaves are fat.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's a fucking female. I found a seed. If you haven't caught up, or if you're not, you know, you listen occasionally. I found a seed in some bud. We planted it. We got some grow lights and stuff. We're getting it growing. Should be fun.
Or it could be a hybrid.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite, I don't know. I don't know how that shit works.
I don't know how you pronounce it. Yeah.
But it's still tiny, so we won't really know.
Yeah. It looks like it's gonna be big and fat. I mean, it's definitely not a sativa. It's way too fat to be a sativa right now. It's still a little seedling.
God damn, that hit me hard. Okay. So, like I said earlier, our bung cracked. Jesus, that's a big bud. Look at the fucking stem, though. Look at that fucking stem. Look at it.
I'm sure it'll trim
that's like
it.
That's like the width of my finger, but no, this Keith just showed me a picture on Google that was like two hands for one bud. And then the stem was like my thumb. So we are in the market for a new bong. Since this one is cracked, I kind of want to retire it. So if you have one that you like, give us a recommendation. We have a single percolator one that we're using for dabbing. So if you also have a dab rig that you prefer, I can always go back to smoking herb on my Waxmade, and we can do dabbing on the dab rig too. So yeah, if you have ones that you like or prefer, you can reference to me. Shoot me that. I'll look it up. And follow us on Instagram. That's another way that you can contact me. And that's the official Budcast. Email us any questions at askthisbudcast@gmail.com. You have anything?
No, you got it all.
All of it?
All of it.
All of it.